Folks, I've climbed some tall mountains doing this show. I've waded through swamps. I've fought mosquitoes. I've done a lot of crazy things, but not this crazy. These guys have got a flathead down in this box. This is our last stop, and they tell me that it's my turn, and I'm going to get in there and try to catch it. Now, I tried to do it last time on the show, and I wasn't able to, but we're going to make another attempt.
Reckon what's taking Wade so long? I believe he's getting nervous.
Scared.
I believe he is, too.
Cecil, it's been nice knowing you. Oh,
you know, this is something I've always...
Who can bring you home now?
This is something I've always dreamed about doing. All right, give me some instructions now. Let me feel the box.
Just go do it.
All right, well, you just let me see your hand.
All right.
All right, just feel my leg.
Yeah.
All right, you feel this hole?
Yeah. Right. The hole's in the top of the box.
In the end. All right, feel the hole all the way around. I keep my foot in there. And that way you know what you're dealing with.
In heaven, you know, shall so come in like manner. Shall so come in like manner. In other words, just like you see him getting beat up in these chariots, it's the same way Jesus Christ is going to make the second coming. And when he's come with 200 million black angels with these fine sauces. That's going to cover the whole earth. And they're going to make shots. They're going to be fired and destructive and aflame. To all the sinners of God, of Negro and Indian and Hispanic descent, and take down all nations. So you're going to have these fine sauces flying everywhere, just like you see in the movie Independence Day. Burning up cities, burning up towns, burning up evil among men. Okay? Now, let's get Revelation 1 and verse 7. First recorded Christ with the chariots again. Revelation 1 and verse 7. This is Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Behold, you know, he cometh with clouds. Jesus Christ is going to come with these clouds. These clouds are the UFO, these chariots, these flying saucers, you know. And every eye shall see him, and every eye shall see him. For every eye shall see him, he got to be all over the planet. And Jesus Christ is coming as a big, giant black man. So all eyes shall see him. And when they see him, there ain't going to be no doubt that he's black. Because this is the big black man. He's called the Son of God, King of Righteousness. You know? And they also which pierced him, and them which also which pierced him, showing you that reincarnation exists. The same men that pierced Jesus Christ back then in that time. When Christ come back, the same men that pierced him is going to be living to this day. And they're going to see a big black Christ with thousands of 200 million black angels with these chariots of God coming to wreck shop on earth. Why do you think they make movies like War of the World of Independence Day? Because the so-called white man doesn't
come. I believe he's getting nervous.
We'll be right back.
going to be king of kings, Lord of lords, because he's going to set up a kingdom of priests. He's going to be king of kings. Israelite men, so-called Negroes, Israelites, Puerto Ricans, Haitians, North American Indians, Seminole Indians, from Argentina to Mexico. The Lord's going to set up as righteous kings on earth. He's going to be the king of those kings and lord of those lords.
And I saw an angel standing in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God.
Why the Lord is putting on these birds, these scavengers? Because there's going to be a lot of dead bodies all over the planet Earth. And the Lord's going to clean it by these scavengers. That's why you should be eating things like vultures and eagles and crows and all that kind of stuff. The Lord created these birds to scavenge. To eat dead bodies on earth. You're going to be seeing vultures all over the place. Crows and how you call these birds? Crows, vultures, condors. All these birds are going to be going around the earth eating on dead flesh. Eagles, falcons, hawks.
Then ye may eat the flesh of kings.
Then ye may eat the flesh of kings. Now what's somebody named king now? President Bush. Presidents all around the world. Kings all around the world. The birds are going to eat the flesh of kings.
And the flesh of captains.
And the flesh of captains.
And the flesh of mighty men. And the flesh of horses. And of them that sit on them. And the flesh of all men, both free and bound. Both small and great. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat upon him. And I saw the beasts.
And I saw the beasts, which is Satan and the so-called white man.
And the kings of the earth.
And the kings of the earth.
And their armies.
And their armies.
I believe he's getting nervous.